This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning and happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Mornings with Matt, a Foul Ball area production designed to catch you up on what happened over the weekend and get you ready for the week ahead. There hasn't been too much news over this weekend, but since we last talked to you on Wednesday during our postseason livestream, every wildcard round series has come to a close, and the division series matchups are set, and they are going to be some very exciting series coming up this week, beginning at 4 p.m. this afternoon with the Houston Astros and the Oakland A's, two teams that don't like each other very much, and that showed during the regular season, especially when Ramon Laureano got into an altercation with a Houston Astros coach, led to a bench-clearing brawl, which, of course, Major League Baseball tried to discourage this season due to COVID-19 and social distancing protocols. However, the two teams did get into a big fight. They obviously don't like each other. Everyone knows about the Astros cheating scandal. Every team in Major League Baseball has it out for the Astros this season, but perhaps none more than the Oakland A's. Both teams look good in their wild card round series, the A's knocking out the Chicago White Sox, while the Houston Astros swept the Minnesota Twins in two games. So this should be a very exciting matchup between the A's and the Astros, two teams that really don't like each other. We did see them a lot during the regular season. The A's were 7-3 against Houston in the regular season, so they have that advantage, but we'll see how that carries over into the postseason. The Yankees and the Rays will take on each other in a AL East division matchup in the other series in the ALDS. The Rays were 8-2 against the Yankees in the regular season this year. They dominated them all year long. However, the Yankees looked very good in their wild card round matchup against the Indians, knocking them out in two games. The Yankees lineup came alive like we've been waiting for it to do all season. The Rays, on the other hand, their pitching looked as dominant as it has been all season in their wildcard series against the Toronto Blue Jays. These teams had a couple of altercations in the regular season, including one game where the pitchers were going back and forth throwing at opposing batters, and it caused Rays manager Kevin Cash to get a little feisty in his post-game interview. We'll see if that bad blood carries into the postseason. Heading over to the National League, we begin things with the Braves and the Marlins, a series that doesn't have too much excitement around it. Obviously, I am a big Braves fan, so I'm excited for this series to get underway. However, there's not a whole lot of hatred between these two teams. They are in the same division, but I wouldn't exactly call them big rivals. The Braves, they looked very good in their wildcard series against the Cincinnati Reds with Max Fried and Ian Anderson dominating on the mound. But I am a little worried because the Marlins have never lost a postseason series. Each time that they've got into the postseason in the past, they went on to win the World Series, and they begin this postseason by knocking out the Cubs in their wildcard series. So I am a little worried, but I'm excited for this one to get underway tomorrow when the National League Division Series begins. The other series going on in the NL is the Padres and the Dodgers, two teams that are very good among the best teams in MLB this season. The Dodgers, of course, still own the West. They've won the division 8 years in a row, but the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. and company are coming for the crown. The Dodgers were 6-4 against the Padres in the regular season this year. We'll see how they fare in the postseason. So those are the division series matchups coming up this week, beginning at 4 p.m. this afternoon with the Houston Astros and the Oakland A's. Should be a very, very exciting week of postseason baseball. There was a little bit of sad news this week in Major League Baseball as Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson passed away on Friday night at the age of 84. Gibson was a two-time World Series champion, two-time Cy Young winner, and National League MVP. His death came exactly 52 years after his Game 1 performance in the 1968 World Series, in which he struck out 17 Tigers batters. He is widely considered to be one of the greatest pitchers in MLB history, and he will surely be missed. So that is all I've got on today's episode of Mornings with Matt. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoy this week's postseason baseball, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.